Tampa will be at the center of the college football universe when it hosts the national championship on January 9th. About 100,000 fans are expected to travel to the city for the game. WUSF's Julio Ochoa gives us a preview of what to expect.
Just outside the ACC championship in Orlando, Jerry Edwards is holding court.
Do you want to take a picture with Hollywood?
Known as Hollywood, Edwards says he'll travel anywhere for a Clemson game.
I'm Hollywood, baby. I'm Hollywood. Do you need to know any more?
With a bright orange mohawk to match his sweater and shoes, Hollywood will be rooting for the Tigers to beat Ohio State University this weekend, so his team gets a ticket to the 2017 College Football National Championship in Tampa on January 9th.
Wherever Clemson is, that's where I'm at. Every home game, every away game, I am there. With the mohawk, baby. With the mohawk.
Tampa can expect more mohawks and mascots, foam fingers, and marching bands when college football's most rabid fans come to town. The city has hosted college football games and bowl games in the past, and while Tampa has hosted four Super Bowls, it's never been on college football's biggest stage. In this last game of the season, it's winner take all. The championship is really a multi-day party throughout the Tampa Bay area. 100,000 extra fans are expected. The tailgates will be bigger and better. Pre-game concerts feature headliners like Usher and Flo Rida, and the game will include all the theatrics of college football, including passionate fans like these Clemson faithful at the ACC Championship earlier this month. Defending national champions Alabama are vying for a return visit, and if they make it, Tampa Joe's in the West Chase area is ready for a massive parking lot party. For the Crimson Tide to get back to the national championship, they'll need to roll over the University of Washington Huskies.
It's going to be one heck of a day, obviously. We're planning on about 800 to 1,000 people.
That's owner Sandy Queen. He says if Alabama wins and the event happens, it will not only help his bottom line, but also benefit the vendors he contracts with.
We've already secured the tent, and we've already secured the beer truck. We've already secured the porta potties. We've already secured the liquor license to do the parking lot. We've secured all of the main items that we need.
Those traveling to Tampa for the game are in for a pricey trip. Tickets start at $450 for upper level seats and climb to $750. And that's if you're lucky enough to score some from an official source. Ticket scalping websites are charging up to $2,500 per ticket. There's also the airfare, hotel rooms, food, and plenty of libations. It all means money for the local economy, says Rob Higgins, executive director of the Tampa Bay Sports Commission. When the national championship was held in Dallas and in Phoenix, officials there reported about $300 million flowed into their local economies.
You know, our goal isn't to just get these events one time, it's to get them back. And that's how we judge ourselves in terms of being successful.
Higgins expects fans to book about 60,000 hotel room night stays in Tampa and along the beaches and other areas of Pinellas County. Some hotels are already at or near capacity, and that's before anyone knows which teams are playing in the game. Higgins says Tampa is poised to make a great first impression, even for guys with orange mohawks. That is, if Hollywood's team makes it.
No, no, no. Not a mite. We will be there. And I'll be there with the mohawk.
Julio Ochoa, WUSF 89.7 News.